station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Conservatives are praising the Trump administration's rollback of public school bathroom requirements for transgender students. Others, however, are vowing to fight on.
We will stand with and protect trans youth.
Transgender teen Gavin Grimm speaking out in support of transgender youth the same day that the Trump administration withdrew Obama-era guidance on transgender bathroom use in public schools. The new guidance rejecting the inclusion of gender identity in the interpretation of Title IX, the federal law that bans sex discrimination in schools. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was reportedly initially opposed to a draft of the plan, though she was on board with the new guidance by the time it was announced. I'm Reed Binion.
Metro is going off the financial cliff fast, and the jurisdictions that Metro serves may need to hand over more cash.
Metro's general manager Paul Wiedefeld says he's doing everything he can to balance the transit agency's budget. The one that takes effect in July includes fare hikes and more money in subsidies from the jurisdictions.
But at some point, there's nothing left for me to go to, and we're fast approaching that, and I think that's why in the 18 budget and going forward, the region has to come to grip with that.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says,
as of a couple of months ago, he did not have the financial plan ready to come to us to ask for more money. When he's ready and he has a comprehensive plan, we will listen and we will fund.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A longtime Arlington County Board member is planning his exit. Democrat Jay Fassett, a 20-year veteran of the county board, says he will not be seeking re-election. Fassett turns 61 this Saturday and tells the Washington Post he figures he has one more career shift in him. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana got an earful last night from demonstrators who jeered, waved signs, and turned their backs on him during a raucous town hall near New Orleans. Across the country, Republicans returning home this week to their districts during a congressional recess have faced similar receptions from angry constituents.
This is what it was like at Virginia Congressman Dave Bratt's town hall meeting earlier this week as he was trying to answer constituent questions.
20 rabble-rousers in the back row putting up cue cards, getting people to shout me down. And so I got through, 30 seconds of an answer, and I couldn't finish. The people with real concerns about health insurance and Obamacare and policy going forward didn't have a nice civil forum.
Brad tells the Larry O'Connor Show he only got through 34 questions and will instead hold Facebook town halls to try and reach more voters. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A leading contender to be the next chairman of the Democratic National Committee says President Trump has already taken actions that should cost him his office. Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison participated in a debate last night on CNN.
Donald Trump has already done a number of things which legitimately raised the question of impeachment. I mean, on day one, he was in violation of the Emoluments Clause.
Eight candidates are vying to lead the DNC. The results of one new poll in Maryland are no surprise, given that Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1 in the state, but the Goucher College survey finds that 64% of Marylanders disapprove of the way President Trump is doing his job. 29% say they approve. Mexico's mounting unease over President Trump's immigration crackdown is looming over meetings today between top U.S. and Mexican officials in Mexico City. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly will meet with Mexican leaders later today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,776, the Nasdaq at 5861. Sports, the Caps beat the Flyers in Philadelphia. College basketball, Maryland loses, Georgetown loses, AU beats Navy. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You don't have to agree with everything I say. You don't have to think like I do. You don't have to conclude what I do. But please do think for yourself.
Mark Levin.
6 to 9 p.m.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop stop aggressive collection actions and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Great deals this Friday and Saturday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day Sale. See AtlanticGuns.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway, and Annandale. The crash is on the shoulder, but even anytime we have something on the shoulder, you need to be very cautious it doesn't turn into a new incident. So this is going to be on the inner loop, leaving Springfield past 236. Activity on the right shoulder. Once you get through there, wide open to 66, and not so bad at all, continuing past the toll road and the Legion Bridge. Big delays this morning getting into Leesburg due to the crash on Route 7. Police still at the scene here. Eastbound, inbound 7, before you get to West Market Street and the bypass. Still watch for the crash. Delays well before you get to Route 9. So that's going to be tough to clear that for a while. On 295, northbound, brand new accident is going to be 295 northbound. As you pass Malcolm X before the Suitland Parkway, same areas where we had our early morning crash. This one, a lot of activity. Apparently, three cars are involved. Southbound 295, delays coming out of Chevrolet, Riverdale, normal volume past East Capitol Street. Then you're good to go toward the 11th Street Bridge. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you've liked the mild weather so far this month, more coming. Even warmer than yesterday's 63. Tack on 11, 74 degrees. Clouds, fog early, and then sunshine. Tonight, an isolated shower, thunder shower, very mild, 55. Sunshine on Friday near record warmth, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Warrenton, 50 in Frederick, 53 degrees in Washington. One potential leader of the DNC says some of Donald Trump's actions already raised the question of impeachment. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter, and we are live from CPAC across the river over at the National Harbor, where the conservatives are gathering to talk about the great conservative issues of the day with some of the great conservative minds of the day.
Yes.
Are you having fun so far, Mary?
I am. I'm really having a great time.
Well, and we've got a busy, busy show lined up for you. Coming up in just a few moments, Amity Shales has written a book called Forgotten Man. At 7:35, the man in charge of CPAC is Matt Schlapp, and he'll be here always engaging. And at 8:05, we'll talk to Dave Bossy, former Trump deputy campaign manager and a person who's now the president of Citizens United. It's all straight ahead here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And joining us now, I'm very excited about this. Burgess Owens is a man who played safety, let's see, for the New York Jets, the Oakland Raiders, and has written a very good, see, I did my homework, has written a very interesting book here, and he's here at CPAC to talk about it. Now, listen to this title. It doesn't get any better than this, Mary. Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps.
So true. I love the title of the
book. It's been fun. It really has been a lot of fun talking about that.
So why did you decide to write this book?
Well, it's a couple things. First of all, I grew up in a community that was very proud to be American, very patriotic, very capitalist, and that community allowed me to leave there knowing that I could do anything I wanted to. It's just the American way, and something we've lost the last 50 years, and it's something that I think we have to bring back to my community for us to be successful. So liberalism has done great damage to us. My message is it can do the same thing for America overall if we're not careful. So if we look at the trajectory of the black race since 1910 when the NAACP came in with their agenda, you see where we're heading off to. We don't have to do that as a country. We can do much better.
How hard is it, though, to be that voice in the black community because you're swimming against the tide? Now, you're a celebrity, so I think it's probably a little bit is it easier for you or is it harder for you?
That's a good question, Mary. It comes down to this. When you're brought up to be courageous to put America and your race first, it's a piece of cake to stand for our country. It really is so easy. And it's neat. I love what's happening right now. You know, the left, his hair is on fire because all of a sudden we have somebody in that's actually doing what he says he's going to do. What I love is the fact that we finally, as a country, are getting it back. We, the people, decided we'll no longer want to go the direction of Marxism and socialism. And it's a great place to be. And I tell you what, the black community experiencing any success, which they will be, education-wise and entrepreneur-wise, we will never be again enslaved by the ideology of liberalism.
All right, so now, a couple of things that I notice in the sports world is, as I watch broadcasting of sports events, it seems like political the coverage of sports has become more political increasingly. And what about this whole Colin Kaepernick thing, where it's become a thing where he won't stand up during the national anthem, he takes a knee? How do you look at that, how would that have gone over in your day when you were playing?
Well, it wouldn't have. Keep in mind, George Allen, Al Davis, those guys were very, very proud of who they were and the concept of capitalism. I think what we have to recognize is that we are in a country now that is not a black and white issue, as much as they want to make it such. It's socialism, Marxism, atheism versus Judeo-Christian values and capitalism. If we understand what the real fight is, Americans always, always win. At the end of the day, the NFL will pay a price for not standing for the values that our country stands for. We're going to stop watching them, and I'll be right there cheerleading the whole process because I don't want to be told how to think of my values by a couple of elitists that run the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened, you think? The ratings are down for the NFL. Did it have an impact?
It had an impact because America's, we do vote. We do vote with our dollars, and I'm so proud of Americans.
And our viewing habits,
yes. We if we don't like it, we turn it off. Yeah. That is the good old-fashioned American way, and I'm so proud of Americans for doing that. We might not recognize that we're actually boycotting. Right. We said, I don't want to hear that anymore, so we turn it off, and we turn to something else.
It's not formal. It's informal, yeah.
I'd like to get back to this idea of your book, Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps, and I think it's not only you're not only talking to the black community here, but I really think we've emasculated men in this country. And we have taught little boys that being who they are, I grew up with all brothers. So I know. I got it down. I know what it's about because I just sat back and watched it in awe. But we've told them that just being little boys is bad. It's threatening. We've emasculated them. And I think that we have a generation that, A, grew up without fathers in the home.
That's right.
Right? And that's a huge negative. They don't know how to be men. And at school, they're being told, well, the way you normally are is wrong. So they have no direction, and they're rudderless. How do we fix that problem?
A couple things, Mary. That's the second chapter I have in is whatever happened to all the good men.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I can say this because the community I grew up in were great men and women. Segregated community. But, boy, they were determined not to ever be bested.
And the family was intact.
At that time, the black community not only had the highest percentage of entrepreneurs, but also led the country in terms of commitment to marriage.
See?
That was the black community, black men. We lost that because we bought into liberalism. We bought into the idea that somebody else can tell us how to do better. We get back to entrepreneurship, capitalism. The Judeo-Christian value says we're tolerant to so many different things, but we're not tolerant to giving up our values. As long as we do not give up our values, this will be still a place that's very inclusive and exciting, and people can dream big and whatever they want to do, but we can allow it to happen.
I've always observed that when you talk to people in the black community about how they feel about certain issues, that their positions are actually fairly conservative, especially on social issues.
What you find, Brian, is this. There's three parts of us. We have the elitists, which you're going to hear a lot from. Those are guys who are just so removed because they're doing so well.
Right.
Then you have the victims. Then you have 30% of us that, like me, we love our country, love our race, love the American way. We have to just start voting now for values and principles first versus party. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. The gift of Barack Obama is we have that third of our community saying, what in the world is this all about? Liberalism didn't feel good after all. The promises he made didn't happen after all. So we begin to ask the right questions. And all we have to do is have venues like this and the right message, and all of a sudden we're going to start to turn the corner, and they will never own us again. And that's what I'm excited about.
And you're starting to see more of that.
Yeah.
You are starting to see more of that.
So you got a big book signing here at CPAC if people are here. How does that? What time is that?
11 to 12. This is my first CPAC, so I'm enjoying this big time. This is great to be in this environment.
Yeah,
for sure.
You just said that you drove all the way out here from Salt Lake City, where you live
you
now.
You drove?
Yeah. So you've been touring America. what? How do you feel that when you put your finger on the pulse of America as you drive across what is called flyover country? What have you observed?
I'm telling you, I am so proud of our country. And I woke up on November 9th and said, "We still got it. We still are a country that understands. No one dictates. No one bullies us. Once we know what our battle is, we're going to win." And thank goodness America brought it back across the board, across all the divisions, all the diversity, and we're going to do just fine.
Burgess Owens, he's a former NFL player, written an interesting book called Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps.
I love the title.
Yeah, I love the title. It's so good. It's good to meet you. What a lovely guy.
And you can come meet him today at CPAC.
That's right. Between
11 and 12
here at CPAC.
And we do this together, guys.
All right.
America's first. We get it done.
Thank you very much. 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're a little bit busy. Fairfax in the Merrifield area. Crash on 29 Lee Highway just west of Gallows Road near the Home Depot. Still watch for police direction. Around the Beltway Interloop passing the Little River Turnpike in Annandale. That crash had been moved to the shoulder. All right. 95, not so bad. Just the normal delays through Stafford and the Aquia across the Occoquan. And that's pretty much it. Love it. 395 delays as you push through Landmark and again at the 14th Street Bridge, but we haven't had anything reported along the way. Here we come on the George Washington Parkway. Yes, the delays beginning before you get to 123, off and on to the overlooks, but it does get a little bit better by the time you get down toward the Key Bridge and the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. DC 295 northbound's been a busy morning, our second crash of the morning. They're trying to get this to the shoulder right near Malcolm X, but a lot of activity. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the extremely warm WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for actually not too bad today. It's going to be cloudy in the start, sunny as the day progresses, and a high today of 74 degrees. Tonight, a thunderstorm is possible. It'll dip down to 55. Tomorrow, Friday, near record temperatures, maybe even break a record. The temperature is forecast to be 75 degrees. And on Saturday, another nice day, although we may have a possible shower rumbling through. Temperatures in the low 70s. Sunday, a bit cooler. Temperatures in the 50s, still not bad. Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
I'm Mary Walter here at CPAC with Brian Wilson. We're having a great time here. Joining us right now is Amity Schlaes. I think I said that right. She is the author of 4 New York Times bestsellers, 3 of them being about the forgotten man, New History of the Great Depression, also one about illustrated version of the same book, a book about taxes. And Amity is going to be joining us later here at CPAC to be talking, I would assume, about The Forgotten Man. Amity Schlaes, welcome.
Good morning, Amity.
Good morning. Welcome to WMAL. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
So, Amity, are you going to be talking about this Forgotten Man issue? Because that has become so popular. You've heard that so many times here at CPAC. Before the election, that Trump represented the Forgotten Man. Who is the Forgotten Man? And I assume there's some forgotten women, too.
Well, I want to thank everyone for the interest in this and also the queries that have come to me. The Forgotten Man, the president has mentioned the Forgotten Man a number of times. And we have actually 2 forgotten men in history, and you want to imagine they oppose each other? So it's a conflict. One was the forgotten man that President Franklin Roosevelt spoke of. That was groups we need to help, basically.
So this has been going back to Roosevelt, this idea of the forgotten man.
Right. It's more than a century. So Roosevelt, the New Dealer, the great Democrat who wrote the paradigm for how to serve as a Democrat, which is identify groups and serve them, spoke of the forgotten man at the bottom of the economic pyramid. So he started with the poor man, and then he moved on, and we got Social Security under the New Deal. That was for the senior citizens. Or we got the Wagner Act, our great daddy labor law. That was for the organized worker. Roosevelt went to Howard University, the black college, and said there are no forgotten men and forgotten races. But specifically, this was identifying groups to help. And it was a smash political success. He won. He defined the landslide in 1936 when he won. He won 46 of 48 states. But in our history, just to go back, there was another forgotten man, and Americans knew well of him at the time. That was a forgotten man put forward by a philosopher. And the philosopher said, wait a minute, when you help one person, somebody else is going to be collateral damage. So yeah. You always want to think, especially about groups. If you help a big group, you're going to form someone who's left out. You're going to force right. someone out. And the name of that philosopher, he's not famous now, but he should be, is William Graham Sumner. Sumner said, sort of algebraically, A and B want to help X. The people at the top want to help the person at the bottom. But there's a problem when they coerce C, the third party, into funding their perhaps good but perhaps dubious project for X. C is the forgotten man. That might be the general tax.
Yeah.
The man who pays, the man who prays, the man who is not thought of.
Oh.
And all Americans knew that. Yeah. So the general person who's left out, who doesn't get the targeted tax break for children on Tuesday because he was born on Wednesday, you know, and is an adult, that person was the subject. And that's this great clash. When you remember workers through the labor unions, do you remember all workers? Not necessarily.
All right. I want to ask about, you talk about the forgotten man. During the Nixon era, I think there was a similar phrase. It was the silent majority. And I think there is a great silent majority in America right now. And if you see the people who are being vocal, you would get the idea that so many people out in America feel a certain way and are against this president. But it's simply, I think, sometimes not a true representation, because the people who would tend to be supportive of this current president, I think, by and large, don't make themselves known. They are rather quiet and to themselves. They don't go march. They don't go and protest. Do you think that's the case in this particular political environment that we're in right now?
Well, yes, and there's a reason for that. You know what? When you line up, lining up for a special favor and getting it, we are the women, so we deserve X. Now, because we were loyal voters, that's also political booty, isn't it?
Right.
Well, there's a limit to how much booty anyone can give out. So when you demand booty, then someone else does not get booty. And that's the forgotten man Sumner was speaking of. So today, actually, the grown-up thing to do is say, please, dear Washington, do something for all of us. An example would be lower tax rates, because lower tax rates do benefit all when higher earners pay less tax. They don't just ride on their jets. They also create jobs. So we all have a lot of us have a certain hesitation to demand for a group, because we know that leads into the path of corruption. Right. What Bastiat referred to that as jobbery. You create a job to help a constituency who elected you and whom you hope will elect you again. Mm-hmm. Well, the silent majority knows that's probably wrong, that the best goal is a level playing field for all of us. And that's the sort of political knowledge that we have. But, of course, when someone says, line up for your benefit here, angry mother, line up for your benefit, then you want to line up because you might be left out.
This
when everyone's getting
this
a handout, you want yours, but you know in the back of your mind that handouts, and I don't mean that pejoratively, but just sort of, you know, group gifts, they are exhaustible, and you know that eventually someone pays for them, your children. Does that make sense? Yes, it does.
And what I'm thinking of while I'm listening to you speak is this whole idea of protected classes and protected groups of people. And, you know, we've talked about hate crime legislation and why it's ridiculous, because it makes some groups more equal than others. You know, some pigs are more equal than others. and that's what this all sounds like, that there's finally this group of people who said, well, wait a minute, I'm not protected. How come everybody is protected but me?
Amity, listen, this is a very interesting conversation. I think you've actually identified something that has been overlooked by so many people. Greatly appreciate you joining us.
Yes,
New York Times bestselling author of The Forgotten Man, Amity Schles, thank you for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Oh, thank you. And please try the cartoon book. I'm very proud of the artist, Paul Rivoche.
It's good for people like me who like pictures. All right, Amity, thanks a lot.
For the kids.
That's right.
Kids, too.
It is now. now 7:23 on WMAL.
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten. Does going to the dentist make you nervous? Well, it does for a lot of people. Have you ever dreamed of actually going to a dentist and enjoying your visit? Think it's impossible? No, it can happen. And I'll tell you where that dream place is. It's Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And all thanks to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. I feel like I know them quite well. They took great care of me, and I know they will take great care of you and all of your dental needs. It's so important to take care of this, and I want you to know what makes Bethesda Sedation Dentistry so special. Now, in addition to being great dentists, they really understand dental fear. They provide personalized attention while being non-judgmental to patients that may not have been to the dentist in years. So if that's you, you're not the only one. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, interested in sedation dentistry, or if you're just looking for that great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Some days you just can't give it away. Unless you're talking about free slots play at MGM National Harbor, where they've already given away over $1.5 million in free play on their pulse-pounding Vegas caliber slot machines. Unless you're talking about that.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the files. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still problems in the Merrifield area. Traffic update brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. This is going to be on 29 Lee Highway, just west of Gallows Road, right near the Home Depot. That's where we had an incident with a truck fire. It's been extinguished for a while. It's southbound, outbound, still blocked. Coming inbound, you have the left side still blocked, and you can see all the activity. Again, that's on Lee Highway in Merrifield. On 66, just felt the volume as we pushed slowly through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and again, as you come up through to the Beltway, a little bit of volume, mostly westbound inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, stop and go. This is after you get through the delays that come off of 95 and take you toward King Street. We're looking in the King Street area right now. It looks like we have accident activity, so that's why we're bunched up 395 at King Street. DC 295, a busy morning for everyone. Our second crash of the morning, northbound near Malcolm X. Three cars involved. Delays almost back to the Beltway. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The push of warm weather continuing. We're adding on quite a few more from yesterday as we're going up into the 70s this afternoon. 74 degrees, some clouds and fog around this morning, giving way to sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is now 7:27.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Well, we are live at CPAC, and you know, where conservatives gather, and some of the great conservative minds will be speaking for the next 2 days. The man in charge of CPAC is Matt Schlapp, and he will join us after the news. It is now 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, a U.S. Park police officer fired a shot early today after a car rammed his cruiser during a traffic stop in Southeast D.C. Police say the officer suffered a leg injury, but it's not life-threatening. The car he'd stopped took off after the incident. The Trump administration has issued new guidelines to the nation's schools on transgender students. Now, initially, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos opposed the move, but was publicly on board by the time the new guidelines were made public.
DeVos issuing a strongly worded statement saying, "This is not merely a federal mandate, but a moral obligation no individual school district or state can abdicate," reassuring concerned students that her department will investigate claims of discrimination, bullying, and harassment against those who are most vulnerable in our schools.
Correspondent Joe Johns in Richmond. Virginia House and Senate negotiators have reached a budget deal. If it wins final approval, teachers, college faculty, and the Virginia Capitol Police will all get raises. A nearly 20-year veteran of the Arlington County Board is stepping down. Democrat Jay Fassett is not going to run for re-election this fall, telling the Washington Post he has no plans to run for higher office either. Floodwaters in San Jose, California are receding, but the break in the weather may be brief. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam says more storms are on the forecast.
Yet another storm system setting up for this weekend. That's going to bring rainfall to the Pacific Northwest once again into California, and will likely be breaking some records. And anyone checking out the Academy Awards this weekend in Los Angeles, looks like the red carpet will be on the wet side as well.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,776, the NASDAQ at 5861. Sports, Maryland drops its second straight, losing to unranked Minnesota. Georgetown loses, AU beats Navy. Hockey, the Caps win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You want to hear something that's just unfair? Something only folks in Washington, D.C. could cook up? Well, listen closely. Right now, Some in Congress are pushing a proposal they call age rating. Truth is, age rating is Washington speak for an age tax, an unfair tax on older Americans that would line the pockets of big insurance companies, meaning they could charge you up to 5 times as much as other people for the same health care coverage. So if you are 60, it could cost you nearly $3,000 more a year. But AARP is fighting to stop the age tax, and you can help. Call your member of Congress today at 844-586-9568. Tell them to say no to higher health care costs and no to an unfair tax on older Americans. Let's stop the age tax before it starts.
Paid for by AARP.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay. This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Landmark 395 as you come off the Beltway. In fact, delays are almost as you come off of 95. Now linking up past Edsel Road toward Duke Street where we have the incident. So you see a bit of activity there. You'll get a break and then you'll hit it slow again. Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. DC 295. Boy, what a morning it's been. You still need extra time. So plan for this. If you're coming, say, from around the Wilson Bridge, your delay's almost back to Route 4 before you get to St. Barnabas Road, and that's stop and go to the bridge. But also to go north on 295, this second crash of the morning near Malcolm X, 3 cars involved and a lot going on under police direction. Virginia, Merrifield area, the charred remnants of the tractor trailer and the SUV involved in the crash still has outbound lanes of 29 Lee Highway closed just past Gallows Road, right in front of the Home Depot. So you can see a lot of activity. The major flow of the rush hour comes inbound and your travel lanes do get you by. We're getting by on 270 southbound in Urbana in Hyattstown slow and now report of a crash right before you get to the lane divide. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The push of warm weather continuing. We're adding on quite a few more from yesterday as we're going up into the 70s this afternoon. 74 degrees, some clouds and fog around this morning, giving way to sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Arlington, 48 in Gaithersburg, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Office Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walters, we are live at CPAC over at National Harbor. It's where conservatives are gathering, where the great conservative minds are speaking their piece. It's a great time to be a conservative. It's a great time to be at CPAC.
It is.
And good morning to you, Mary. It's good to have you. This is your first CPAC. So
I am a CPAC virgin. Yeah. And I have to tell you, what an experience.
It is an experience.
It is.
And people are coming by. If you come over to CPAC, drop by and say hello at our little broadcast booth.
Yes.
We have a lot to talk about here, but I want to get right to our next guest, if I could, please. Because when you talk about CPAP, I have that at home. CPAC, the person in charge is Matt Schlapp, and good morning to you, Matt. Thank you for coming by to talk to us this morning.
Well, thanks for being at CPAC, and thanks for having me on the show again.
We had a great question earlier, and I don't know. How often do presidents come to speak at CPAC?
I worked for President George W. Bush. We never got him there for the time I was there. He did come his last year, his eighth year in office. But the last time a president came in his very first year in office was Ronald Ronald Reagan in 1981. Think about it. Most of the people at CPAC weren't alive.
That's right.
What the last time a president did what Donald Trump is doing.
It's too old. It's too early in the morning to make me feel really old.
Sorry about that.
So, I mean, and that's the amazing thing. When I look at this lineup, you're going to have the vice president. You're going to have the president tomorrow speaking about 10:20. And by the way, you wanted to make a point about that. If you're coming out to hear President Trump speak at CPAC, you need to come early.
Let me tell you, that's for the vice president tonight at 7:30 for the president. We're going to have some members from the cabinet. We're going to have Betsy DeVos. We're going to have the attorney, the EPA administrator. So I would just say for those people, make sure you come early. We're working really well with the Secret Service. By the way, the Secret Service reports to a new president, and they're going to do a really good job. But just make sure you leave yourself plenty of time to get through those mags.
It will take a little time to get through the security, and that's always the way it is, I guess, when you have a president or vice president. Well, what is the theme this year, Matt? What do you hope to, at the end of CPAC, what do you hope will happen?
You know, we picked our theme, We the People, Reclaiming the American Dream, before we knew who the president was going to be, because we thought that the foundations of the country were really at stake, that there was significant damage done by the last 8 years, and we got to get back to foundational principles. Well, now we have a new president, a conservative majority in the House, at least a Republican majority in the Senate, and that we got a real chance to make a difference. I think this CPAC is more practical. It's not about what we would do if, it's what we're going to do now that we have this cloak of responsibility.
It's the only thing, now that you got it, what are you going to do with it?
Right.
And conservatives, you know, what if PGO works? It's something along the lines of conservatives really hate government, and every once in a while we put them in charge, and we are reminded how much we hate government. We're sometimes better at an opposition party than being in power, but this time we better get it right because there's too much at stake.
Yeah, and we've talked about that on the air, Brian, about Republicans are just not good at seizing the message or controlling the message.
Right.
And they get in their own way a lot, and I've said this for a long time. Republicans seize defeat from the jaws of victory
on a lot of times,
and it's very, really frustrating. How do you see it going differently this time, if at all?
Well, I think in the era of Trump, and we can't deny that he's changing so many things, that I think there's almost no more sacred cows. We're allowed to talk about things in a very real way that in the past would have been seen as politically incorrect, and I think that's a very positive thing. Now, that leads to a lot of charges of people being intolerant and hateful and all that, and we'll have to put up with that. But I like the fact that we're actually talking about the real issues. Look, the left and the right have to engage each other on their differences. And by the way, conservatives have differences, and they
Absolutely.
Need to engage it. And you know what our philosophy is? We're going to put it on the stage. We're not going to hide our attendees or keep our attendees away from those controversies. They want to see it and hear it and do it in a constructive way so we can find solutions.
Yeah. It's been an interesting time to be a conservative. And when the Democrats are out of power as they are right now, it seems like the only thing they can do is try to obstruct, and they've done that sometimes by going to town hall meetings and creating chaos. And you've seen this, no doubt, and you've noted it. And I would imagine, as the person in charge of CPAC, you're thinking, "Oh my gosh, what
don't
happened?"
Say it.
It could happen here.
Sure.
I mean, what are your plans if something like that were to happen?
Well, I've hired some guys I don't want to talk about. No, I'm just kidding. But the we do. I have a lot of retired cops who keep walking up to me giving me suggestions. We have a lot of security here that wouldn't surprise people with the guests who are coming.
Oh, yeah.
I would just say, we live in America. Everyone has certain rights, but there will be decorum, and everyone will be safe, and we take that seriously.
Safe is not the issue. It's just the disruption.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can do if it happens. You just got to deal with it as it comes, right?
I don't know. I'm an old political campaign guy. we had our way of getting people who protested at events out of the hall. I think we'll keep order, and our folks, our folks are ready to fight. They're pretty tough too.
They might
want to be careful.
Let me know, because I know a guy.
Okay, it's a deal.
She's from New Jersey. She really does know a guy.
I know a couple guys. I want to talk about what goes into the planning of this. This thing is massive.
It is massive.
You will start planning for this, I guess, on Monday for next year.
That's right.
Because this is just so, it's really impressive. Just the speakers you have here.
Right.
And like you said, security and making sure everything runs and getting people through, getting their badges and all. So it really is a fine-tuned machine, and it has to be a fine-tuned machine. What goes into this planning?
Been doing it for 44 years. A lot of great people before me have done it. Karen Walters is our CPAC director. She's from Minnesota, and she's like that level Midwestern approach. And you got to do that, and you got to be organized. And look, we're dealing with a lot of people. people who want to see things done in a certain way. So you're dealing with a lot of, you know, big personalities as you put this all together.
That's right.
But the most important thing is this. It's really not about the people on the stage. It's about the people in the seats.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's how we do CPAC. What do they need to know and what makes it better for them?
Yeah.
Well, just today, Kellyanne Conway, Governor Scott Walker, Governor Matt Bevin, Senator Ted Cruz, Dana Lash, Betsy DeVos,
Sheriff David Clark.
Yeah, there you go. Judge Jeanine Pirro and Vice President Mike Pence to wrap it all up in a big bow. That's just today.
And you forgot Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon coming on the stage together to talk about this idea that apparently they're at each other's throats all the time.
Yep.
I think they're going to give a different message.
Will there be popcorn and beer during that? Because I'm going to sit there with going, oh, this is awesome.
All right, Matt, we have more questions for you. Hang on just a moment. We have to do this. Of course, the most important thing in radio is traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. But right now, it's 7:44.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
You know, I want to tell you about Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle. They'll tell you he's a great guy, and they've had a great experience with him as their real estate agent. He has this thing, you know. He'll guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon, or he'll buy it outright. That's been Frank's promise since the day I met him. He stands by that promise proudly today. I want to tell you the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for the quick sale of his Metro D.C. home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, he received multiple offers his first week on the market, and get this, his home sold for $21,000 above list. See, other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but let me assure you, there is only one Frank Prindle. So, call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle. Here's the number, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Learn more just simply by going to this very easy-to-remember website, itrustfrank.com. Now it's 7:45, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we want to get you to work, and bosses, this is legit. There is a delay. 395 if you're trying to work into town. Delays now coming out of Newington to this crash at Seminary Road. Still see the fire truck sideways across the road here, blocking the far right lane and one of the exit lanes to get onto Seminary Road. There's ambulance, box trucks, so that's what we're dealing with. 395 as you head past Duke Street towards Seminary Road. Beyond, you get, of course, a break because you're all caught up there, and then slow from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, westbound on the freeway. We had been doing so well, but a crash reported as you get to the outbound 14th Street Bridge, and I'm starting to see those delays growing. Tough morning it is and continues to be on DC 295 northbound. Our second crash of the morning near Malcolm X. Three cars involved in this one. The initial crash still was over to the right shoulder. Inbound Suitland Parkway, we're bunched up to get you past Route 5 toward Alabama Avenue. Accident within the backups reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably not a record today, 74. Clouds fog early and then sunshine. The record 78. Don't think we'll quite get that warm. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 55 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine and near record warmth, 75 with a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 58 degrees, 747.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest rules for your retirement? Luckily, we keep up for you. Listen to Investing Sense every Saturday at noon or visit investingsense.com.
747 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter, live at CPAC. We're talking to the man in charge of the whole shebang. Isn't it nice to be in charge of a shebang?
I'm going to go with there's a lot of responsibility that comes along with this one.
And, Matt Schlapp is with us. And we talked about how today, we're going to governors are going to be here, Ted Cruz. You're going to have Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon. And then going to wrap it up on a big bow at 7:20 tonight with the Vice President, Mike Pence. And that's not even talking about tomorrow. You've got Donald Trump coming in to address CPAC at 10:20. Katie Pavlich, Sebastian Gorka, John Bolton, Carly Fiorina, and Michael Reagan at 7:30. 6:30. I mean, that's a big lineup.
And Nigel Farage, which is another one that I'm really excited
Think about Michael Reagan. He's going to be the keynote speaker. Was always the keynote speaker, by the way, at the Reagan dinner. So he's coming to the dinner named after his father, and he's going to talk to us at this interesting political moment about his father, his relationship with his father, and what his father meant to the country.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but the Milo thing has been a bit of a controversy for you. What was going on behind the scenes there with all of that?
Well, basically every year when it comes to CPAC, you have this question. There's sometimes pressure campaigns about inviting somebody who hasn't been invited, and sometimes there's controversy about inviting someone who had. I will just tell you, I'm a sucker for somebody coming to meet with you and looking at you eye to eye and saying what they want to do. And that's what Milo did. He came and visited with me in my office and with the rest of the team. And he said, look, I know I'm outlandish, but I think there's a real message here about what's happening on college campuses. And you don't have to agree with everything, what everybody wants to say in their First Amendment right to speak, but we got to stop shutting it down. And I should not be shut down like what happened to Berkeley. And so that was the narrow topic on which he was going to talk. And we also thought that it was important that he answered these tough questions about these outlandish statements that he's made and really show people who he really is. Unfortunately, the controversial got into this these inappropriate comments on the criminal, and we thought that that was just beyond the pale. That being said, people think conservatives are closed-minded and narrow and don't want to hear things, and that is not what the CPAC audience wants. They want to get an appropriate approximation of what's happening on the TV, what they're reading about, what's happening in the culture. They want to see it on the stage. They want it done in a responsible way, but they want to see it on the stage.
That's so very true.
Conservatives, you know, people have a misconception of them sometimes.
How do you see conservatives challenging things like that with Milo, where you see free speech being shut down on college campuses?
We're going to talk about it. It really wasn't about one guy, because the topic has to be discussed. It is a terrible, it's un-American. We got to take this on.
Matt, thank you so much for spending time with us here this morning.
Thanks,
a happy warrior, one of my favorite people in town, and congratulations on another successful CPAC.
It means a lot to us that you guys are here again,
it's
and
an
let us know if there's
you.
Anything we can do for you while you're here.
Well, you already got us coffee. That's enough right there. 751 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of 5-star reviews, and even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and much like myself, most of us will need reading glasses at some point. I've been wearing glasses for distance and for reading for years, and I decided it was time to look into LASIK. I had all the usual fears and thoughts about this before I scheduled my consultation with Dr. Witten at Witten Laser Eye. I was so impressed with Dr. Witten and his staff that after learning more about the different procedures, well, I scheduled my own procedure. Schedule your reading vision consultation today. Visit WittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755.
All right. right, let's see how your money's doing. Check in at the news desk at CNBC. Kate Rogers is standing by. Hello, Kate.
Hey there. Good morning. Well, futures indicating a somewhat higher opening on Wall Street as the Dow tries to keep its string of record closes going. Crude oil prices are higher this morning. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told CNBC a short time ago the Trump administration is committed to passing tax reform before the congressional August recess, saying he'll work with Congress to get one plan. Kohl's quarterly results mixed, earnings higher than expected, but revenues lower, and comp store sales fell 2.2%. That's a bit more than forecast. LendingTree profit and revenue were better than expected. Keep an eye on Tesla shares today. The electric car maker reporting a wider than expected quarterly loss, but it's still on track for the launch of the lower priced model 3 in July. And L Brands, which is the parent of Victoria's Secret, shares plunged in extended trading on lower guidance and restructuring. And in an effort to boost U.S. manufacturing and exports, President Trump will meet with top manufacturing CEOs at the White House. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation, and we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Yes.
7:55 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, boy, it started off tough and it remains tricky here. DC 295 northbound, north of Malcolm X. Our initial crash and a lot to check out. It was one car flipped over multiple times. It's over to the shoulder. So, yes, that was causing rubbernecking delays. And now on the approach, we have a three-car crash in the right lane. Here we go. Delays off the Beltway. So if you're coming around from the Beltway, back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, it's continuous to get you past 210 and to go north on 295 past the second crash of the morning. On the westbound side of the freeway, we're now bunched up off the 11th Street Bridge to the outbound 14th Street Bridge for the crash. If you're heading into the 3rd Street Tunnel, we need to stop the madness. Another crash reported before New York Avenue. DC 295 northbound near Pennsylvania Avenue, accident reported. Now, let's get you into Virginia, Merrifield area. They have released at least one lane in each direction on 29 Lee Highway, west of Gallows Road, and into Leesburg, eastbound 7 near the bypass. That crash should be on the shoulder. Update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll tack on a few more clouds and some dense fog, giving way to a mostly sunny day today. 74, the projected high, not a record. The record is 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
DNC to be highlighted.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is a temperature 58 degrees, 7:57 on WMAL.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well. I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Attention homeowners, do you think you've missed your opportunity to save money on your mortgage? Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let the WMAL listener know now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still low and property values rising. If you have a 10-year fixed rate mortgage higher than 3% with an APR 3.2%, then you need to call 800-700-8068. Call 800-700-8068 to take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 3% with an APR of 3.2% before rates go up. Network Capital is a direct lender. It's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. And remember to listen to the Mortgage Radio Show heard 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital. And remember to call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Right now, get as low as 0% APR financing on all new 2016 and 2017 models. Fitzgerald Hyundai in Gaithersburg. Visit GaithersburgHyundai.com today.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
Terms may vary by model. Excludes Genesis Coupe, Elantra GT, Sonata Hybrid, and Sonata Fizz. In lieu of certain rebates, get the Hyundai Assurance with America's Best Warranty. A 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. On approved credit through HMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Ends 2/28/2017. See dealer for details.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Well, coming up, Democrats had a town hall, and it was interesting. We'll share some of that with you. You'll be very excited to know what they were talking about. Also, the president has come up with a new policy. It's sort of like the old policy with regard to transgenders in the bathroom.